Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. We spoke earlier this morning with Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez about the prevalence of sexual assault in the U.S. military, and the Congresswoman is not satisfied with how accepted it is.
We have a policy, and we've had for several years now, that women must go in the buddy system to the restroom. Most women will not go to the restroom at night because that's when most of the attacks are happening, for example.
You can hear that full interview at thetakeaway.org. And, you know, that's about sexual assault in the military, but worldwide there are still questions about whether or not women should be serving in the front lines at all. Joining us now is Nuala McGovern. She's the host of the BBC's call-in show, World Have Your Say. And they're taking a global look at the issue of women serving in the military. Nuala, you had two women on your program with two very different perspectives. First, let's hear a little bit from Catherine Ross. She's a former soldier in the U.S. Army.
The reality on the ground does not match the policy. The reality is that we find ourselves serving with ground combat units at battalion level and below every day in Iraq. I mean, I'm not the only one who's done it. There are many other females who have done it. So, you know, there are women who are capable of serving in combat arms units, and they should be afforded that opportunity if they want it.
Did you hear from listeners who talked about women actually serving in frontline combat units?
Yes, we did indeed, Celeste. And I think it really was, you know, fairly split down the middle, their opinion. I brought in a couple of comments off a couple of people who agreed with Catherine. David in the UK, he wrote on the World Have Your Say blog that Russia used women extensively during World War II, and a lot of Britain's women went into occupied France as agents. And women are doing just fine in Iraq and Afghanistan. If they want to serve their country as combatants, I'll be the first to salute them. Sherry took a different point. Hers was, if women can deliver a 14-pound baby, then they can handle anything. I mean, one thing that was quite interesting about Catherine Ross, who was featured in the New York Times blog, The Opinionator, her husband is actually in active duty, and he does not agree with it. He does not think women should serve on the front line.
He's a little biased, though. You also talked to Judy Webb. She's the first female officer to command an all-male squadron in the United Kingdom. Here's what she had to say.
I do not think that there is a role for women in the infantry. I just feel that our physical differences are such that very few women want to achieve those sort of physical levels. And I think, to the detriment of the armed services generally, it reduces the standards of an infantry soldier's fitness. And I don't think that's acceptable.
Did you find that this is what things kind of hinged on, that women are not as physically capable of it as men?
Well, it was really interesting. That's where our conversation began. But that was really only just one part of it. Other arguments, which I found really interesting, one was the distraction factor. And really that moved from everything from men behaving differently when there's a woman around to taking maybe more risks if they were in the front line with a female colleague. And there was also the issue of troop morale. And apparently, according to some people, it really affects a platoon much more significantly when a female colleague is killed rather than a male colleague, which I thought were another three of the arguments.
Was it mostly women that were supporting the right to be in combat units?
Excuse me, Celeste?
Was it mostly women who said that women should be able to fight?
No, it was totally split down the middle. We had a number of people that agreed or disagreed. Lance emailed. He said, when the hand-to-hand combat begins and women are taken prisoners and sexually violated, what do we say then? Echo Rose in Florida says, if a woman can carry her weight, let her do it.
Okay, Nuala McGovern, host of the last night's BBC call-in show, World Have Your Say.